Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Hey Amud Beis, a short Amud. We are holding at the very top of Daf Chaf Hey Amud Beis. We're going to talk about, go back to the issue of Sirus Bebeitzim, that if, whether that's considered a Mumsha Begalui, if one crushes testicles or one has crushed testicles, is that considered an exposed Mum? Kitanoi, the Gemara says this din is actually a machlokas tanoim, whether it's considered an exposed mum or not. Pasuk says when it comes to the mum of a bechor in the Torah, umauch v'chasus v'nasuk v'charus. Kulan b'veitzim. When it talks about something being crushed or cut or detached or cut in some other way, hanging and cut. So in all these things, there it's all reference to the testicles. So it's considered the Rabbi Yehuda. It's considered to be galui, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So you see that it's a machlokas tanaim whether sirus bebeitim is considered something exposed or not. So the Gemara stops in the middle of this brisa to explain what Rabbi Yehuda means. Bebeitim v'lo begid. It means that all these things are about the testicles and not about the male aver itself. Ella, I'm sorry, do you mean to say that only the beitzim, v'lo begid, that only the beitzim is considered to be exposed, but the gid is not considered to be exposed? The gid is the male aver itself. Ella kulan af bebeitzim, div Rabbi Yehuda. What Rabbi Yehuda really means to say is that all these things apply even in the testicles, but obviously they apply on the gid as well. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer kulam begid. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says all of these things relate only to the male aver, not to the testicles. Rabbi Yossi omer ma'uch v'kasos af bebeitzim. The mumim of a ma'uch and a kasos apply even to the testicles. Natuk v'karus begid in bebeitzim lo. But natuk and karus apply only to the gid and not to the beitzim. So it turns out that Rabbi says sirus is a mum sheb Begalui holds like Rabbi Yehuda in this brisa. The Tanakama and Ben Azai, who say Sirus Bebeitzim is considered a mum shebeseser, a hidden mum, hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And we also have the sheet of Rabbi Yossi that it depends on what the mum is in the Beitzim. So main point number one is the machlokas, whether an eved goes free when you crush his testicles, is subject to the machlokas as to whether a mum in the testicles is considered an exposed or hidden mum when it comes to mum of a bechor. Okay, now as a continuation of the previous Mishnayos that discuss how to be kona a woman, a wife, how to be kona an eved ivri, how to be kona an eved kanani, so now we're going to talk about how to be kona an animal. When a person wants to acquire an object like karko or metaltalin, so he has to do some act of kinyan, different things that count as a kinyan. Some of them work for certain, some kinyanim work only for metaltalin, some work only for karka, etc. So this Mishnah is going to discuss which of these kinyanim work for large animals, for small animals, and there's going to be a lot of different opinions. Behema gasa niknes b'mesira. Mesira is an important concept. A large animal, like a cow, horse, a donkey, can be acquired with mesira, meaning the owner has to give the leash or the bit of the animal over to the other guy, and he just grabs it, and that's it. He doesn't have to actually move the animal. But hadaka b'hagba, divra me reblazer, a smaller animal, you need to actually do hagba. Hagba is also an important concept, to lift it up in order to be kona. The chama say you don't have to actually lift a small animal, you could just pull the small animal, and as long as he moves when you pull it, that would be good enough. Darish rav bi Rav b'Kimchunya. Rav darshened in a town called Kimchunya. Behema gasa niknas b'meshicha. A large animal can also be acquired by pulling it. Ashchinu Shmuel talmidei de Rav. Shmuel found talmidim of Rav, and va'amarlu, and he asked them, mi amar Rav behema gasa niknas b'meshicha v'anan b'mesiratnan. Does Rav say that you need to pull a large animal to be kone? Doesn't our Mishnah say that mesira alone is good enough? That just giving over the leash or the bit in its mouth, something like that? Rav Nami b'mesira amar hadabei me'ahi. That Rav also said b'mesira, and he changed his mind. So even the Rav himself used to always say b'mesira. So did he change his mind from this? So it says Gemara, Huda amar ki aitana. The Gemara answers, when Rav said that behema gasa is acquired by meshicha, he was following the following opinion of Tanaim, that holds the Tanya, the Chamam Zuvazu, the Cham say both the Behemagasa and the Behemadaka, Niknis Bimashicha, is acquired by pulling it. Rabbi Shimon Omer Zuvazu Bagba, Rabbi Shimon says both the Behemagasa and the Behemadaka can be acquired only by lifting it up off the ground. So as it turns out, and I guess this will be our main point, there are four opinions how to acquire animals. Ramei Reb Lazar hold in our Mishnah, Gasa Bimasira Daka Bagba. So A, Ramei Reb Lazar, Gasa Bimasira Daka Bagba, large animal with Masira, small animal with Agba. B, the Chum in the Mishnah, Gasa Bimasira Daka Bimashicha, a small animal you don't have to pick up, you could just pull. C, the Chum in the Braisa hold both Gasa and Daka with Mashicha. And D, Rabbi Shimon in the Braisa holds both Gasa and Daka have to be acquired behagba. So Gemara says, what? You have to pick up an elephant, a cow, in order to acquire it? That is crazy. Maskev la Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks, Elameata, if you can say like Rabbi Shimon, that even a behema Gasa can only be acquired by hagba, peel Rabbi Shimon b'meyikone. How can you acquire an elephant? Amalei Abaye b'chalipin. You know how you acquire an elephant? By doing a kinyan chalipin. That should be a familiar concept to us. Kinyan chalipin. Inami b'socheres mekomo. Or you can rent the place that the elephant is standing and you'll acquire it with a kinyan chatzer. So you don't do a kinyan hagbah because it's impossible to lift an elephant. Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Zera says, no, it's possible. You can lift an elephant. Here's how you do it. Mevi arba'a kelim umenichan tachas raglav. Take four kelim and put them under the elephant's feet, 1 foot at a time. And through that, the elephant will be standing on all four kelim, and then you'll have lifted the elephant. So Gemara says, Shabbat bina, kelev shalokech b'rishos mocher, kona lokech. You see from that suggestion that Rabbi Zera must hold that if you take your own kelim and put them in the seller's property and put those kelim down, the lokeach can acquire things in his kelim even when they're in the mocher's property. It's an important concept. When you have the kelim of the buyer in the seller's property, can those kelim acquire things? So says Gemara, no, hacham ayaskinu b'simta. Maybe over here we're not talking about where it's in the seller's property. Maybe we're talking about where it's in a simta. Simta is a place, also an important concept, that's neither Rishus Rab nor Rishus Ayachid. Person that's like on the side of the Rishus Rab, person could sit down there and it's considered everybody's property. So the Gemara brings another way to acquire an elephant with hagba, inami bechavile zmoros. The other way to lift an elephant is by taking elephant food, chavile zmoros, waving it in front of the elephant so the elephant will jump up on its hind legs, and that way you will have acquired the elephant by, so to speak, lifting the elephant. So the last main point over here is four ways to acquire an elephant. Chalipin, renting its the spot where it is, putting kelim under its feet, or causing it to jump at its food. Those are four ways to acquire an elephant if you hold an elephant needs hagba. If you hold that even a behemagasa, masira is not enough. Right? Otherwise, you could just give the leash over and then it would be fine. So those are four ways to acquire an elephant if you hold that an elephant needs a kinyan hagba. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up at the Mishnah on Daf Chavav Amarav.